$10.6 billion. That's the price tag for the U.S. portion of an agreement announced Tuesday with Mexico. It's money the Trump administration has earmarked to stop or at least slow down illegal immigration from Central America. Part of the strategy is to provide loans and other private sector support to Central American countries. And the hope is this cash injection will shore up economic opportunities, not only in Mexico, but in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador as well. But this tactic has been tried in the past, and here to tell us how well it worked then is Eduardo Gamarra. He's a professor of political science at Florida International University who focuses on Latin American politics. Good morning, Eduardo.
Good morning.
So I want to talk about when we tried this in the past and what that policy looked like then and how different this might be. This was in the 1990s, right?
Well, we've tried it several times. I mean, we could probably go back to the 60s and talk about the Alliance for Progress, this enormous idea that President Kennedy initially launched with the idea that we would fund Latin America's development as a response to communist revolutions in the region. And frankly, you know, it was in the middle of the Cold War. It worked to a certain extent, but we were promoting authoritarian military governments at the time. Since the arrival of democracy in the region in the 80s, we've been trying different alternatives. We tried, for example, the Caribbean Basin Initiative. We've tried Central American aid packages. We've tried the Plan Colombia for Colombia to fight drugs. And we've also invaded countries like Panama and then given Panama significant amounts of resources. So the record overall is mixed. Mm-hmm. Colombia has done fairly well. The Caribbean probably not as well. And Central America has had some advances and a lot of regression more than anything else.
Yeah. So this seems to be loans and money for business support, economic opportunity. It's in partnership with Mexico, who's going to give a significantly larger amount of money. I wonder, has anything like this in particular, the partnership with Mexico, been tried in the past?
No, this is a unique approach. And it's one that just might work in part because the logic is really to develop the southern part of Mexico and the northern triangle. This northern triangle, which today is infested with drug trafficking, it's infested with violence, it's infested with gangs, and which really requires more than anything else, a long, sustained approach to development in that region, the creation of employment, the creation of economic opportunity. So the idea is interesting, and the fact that Mexico is also investing money into this approach, I think gives us a little bit more hope that this approach just might work.
Eduardo, considering the economic and political implications of this, is there a most positive end game you could spin for us, even if in an ideal world this doesn't happen? What's the best outcome from something like this?
You know, the interesting thing about is that in the past, we've always thought that, for example, free trade was going to work because in the end, that would lead to job creation, NAFTA, for example, and the Central American Free Trade Agreement as well. The idea was that the U.S. companies would invest, it would create jobs, and people would stay home and not come to the United States. Mm-hmm. This is different because Mexico was involved in it. And the idea, again, is heavy investment in what kinds of jobs, what kinds of opportunities. I think that's what really needs to be discussed. And this is not an overnight solution. In other words, you know, the political implications are enormous because this is going to take at least a decade, at least a generation. You have to begin with educating people. You have to begin with trying to provide the security in that region. And that takes time. It's not going to be something that's going to be done, at least in time for the 2020 elections.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask lastly about whether or not this needs to be accompanied by other sort of internal social economic policies in these countries, and if that's a part of this plan. Does this cash infusion by itself maybe seem promising, or does it need to be partnered with some other policies?
I think the most important thing is that we need to have viable partners in the region. And I think at least we have elected democracies. But one of the real problems with elected democracies in Central America has been the deep, deep-seated corruption. We have some very, very corrupt governments, democratically elected governments, but nonetheless with huge problems of corruption. So managing the money. In the past, for example, managing American aid has often led to very, very, how should I put it, unfortunate charges of corruption with U.S. money. And of course, now, unless we have some very, very viable partners down there, you know, the future of this money might just go the direction of the others.
Yeah. All right. That is Eduardo Gamarra. He's a professor of political science at Florida International University. Thank you for joining us so much this morning, Eduardo.
Thank you. My pleasure.